Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, teenagers and children are going to their classes. Please, gently, don't disturb us. Amen. Let's rise up as we worship the Lord this morning. Let's worship the Lord. In our heart of hearts, think of what God has done for you. I'm blessing for that. Some people want to come to the presence of God, like I told the workers and the ministers this morning. Some people want to come to the presence of God. The opportunity was not given to them. But God has counted you worthy to be in his presence. Just thank him in your heart of hearts. Reflect how you started over where you are now. Change is inevitable in the life of man. Look at all those positive changes that has come over your life. Thank the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We must thank God for those problems that we have encountered, and yet we overcome. We must thank God for those evil dreams that never come to pass in our lives. Thank him for those beautiful things. Your children go to school, they come back alive. There has been no dropout. I have always told you, it was because I teach in a college, and the rate of dropout is very high. I always thought it's because community colleges are for those who are not serious. Until I read the report concerning UIC, the dropout rate was 49%. And that means if two children are sent there, one will graduate. But in our own case, our children go, and they come back with their diploma. So we take this for granted. We think it is normal. We think it is ordinary. Extraordinary things that God has been doing in our lives. Magnify him for all these things this morning. For your job, magnify him. Giving you the opportunity to fly in an aeroplane, magnify the Lord, the name of the Lord. He has given you the opportunity to be able to drive, magnify him. You are not standing in the cold, magnify him. You are not holding a cup in your hand, begging for bread, magnify him. You eat whatever you want. You sleep on a bed. Magnify the Lord of Lords. Father, we thank you. We glorify you, Lord. You are God. You are not a man, oh. You are God. You are not a man, oh. You are God. You are God, oh.
No, be man.
It's not a man, yes. What a great opportunity you have given unto us to appear in your presence. Happy. Glory be to your name. We are thankful because we are alive. Father, we are thankful for our work. We thank you for the miracle that you have been doing in our lives. We are thankful for those challenges that have come our way, for they are just temporary. We are thankful, O Lord, for the food on our table. We are thankful, O Lord, for the work that you have given us to do. Lord, we pray we will be vessels unto honor in the name of Jesus. In your hand, O Lord, we will not be discarded. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your word this morning will come with power. Your word will speak to each and every one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us that ear to ear, that heart to meditate. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I hide myself behind the cross. I will not speak of myself, but I will speak of your greatness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Say better amen. Amen. God bless you. Now looking good and beautiful. You know, a message was sent to me via WhatsApp this morning, and it was talking about life challenges. He said, even when you get to the hospital and you see those things that monitors heart rate, once you see a straight line, what does it mean? Eh? It's gone. You know? It's gone. That is the end. That life, a living life, is what? Ups and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And that is what life is made of. Certain things we bring us down. But we always rise in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So the short title I have, I want to leave this place in the next 15 minutes, is Vessel Unto Honor. 2 Timothy 2:19 to 25. 2 Timothy 19. I read from New. I would have loved if they can help us put it up, the technical. Otherwise, I just read from New International Version. 2 Timothy 9, chapter 2, read from 19 to 25. Are we there? Okay. So nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are his. May you be God's own in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And let everyone that named the name of Christ depart from what? Iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and vessels of silver, but also what? Vessels of wood and of iron. And some to honor and some to dishonor. May you not be a vessel of dishonor in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. If a man should therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, and prepared unto good work. 23 now. Flee youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, clear charity, that's love, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Now 24. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strikes. Okay? And the servants of the Lord must not strive, can you imagine? But be gentle unto all, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at all those qualities for a vessel unto honor. God will make us vessel unto honor in the mighty name of Jesus. So it's good that both vessels of honor and vessels of, you know, unto honor, as well as the characteristics of those vessels, these are the ones that we have just read. 2 Timothy 19 to 25. In essence, how a vessel is used and what is put into it, that means if it's a container of esteem or content. Timothy was making daily decisions that determine what type of vessel it will prove to be in God's house. So we are too, as Christians, as children of God. We make daily decisions as to what type of vessel we become. Those who cleanse themselves, according to that passage that we read, will be instruments for what? Special purpose. Will be made holy, useful for the master's use, and prepared to do a good work. This morning at the workers' meeting, you know, the minister was telling us about the importance of God giving us a new heart. And we read from Psalm 51. You know, Lord, have mercy on me, and so on and so forth. You know, create in me a new heart. You know, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. God will restore unto us
the joy of our salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. If that joy of salvation is not restored, we cannot be vessels unto honor. To be a vessel unto honor, you see what Timothy was saying there. Eh? We must be useful for the master. We must be gentle. We must have love over the week, during digging deep. The title was love. I will read from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13. You know. And it describes the characteristics of love. And I begin to look at it. Which of these characteristics do I actually exhibit in order for me to be a vessel unto honor? I pray in the name that's above every other name, we will not miss it in the mighty name of Jesus. During the week, I was so busy going from one place to the other, for the church, for one activity or the other. You know, at the time I asked myself, does God count all this? No, he does not. If you are doing it with sin, may our effort in the work of God and his vineyard never be fruitless in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Remember what happened to Judas. Judas Iscariot. He was part of the 12. He was part of the people that went when Jesus sent them out 2 by 2. They came back rejoicing. They said, devil bow for us when we pray in your name. And remember what Jesus Christ told them. He said, don't rejoice because devils and demons are bowing down for you. Rejoice because what? Your name is written in the book of life. So if we are doing all these things we are doing, running around for the church, collecting this, collecting that, I got a letter from St. Francis Hospital that closed down here, you know, to come and pick anything we want. When I got there, we have so many things that it would just be mere, if I bring them again, it would just be mere. So I just selected some few things, you know, chairs, tables. Part of the round table is what I have. I wanted to change the round table in my office, you know. And then I also took a van, you know, a standing fan. When I collected everything, I discovered that I needed a U-Haul. But they said I must move it by 12 midday. Before 12 midday. I look at the time, it was around 11:30. So I took my car, I rushed to U-Haul. I got the U-Haul, I came back. Thank God the people were there to help us load. So they loaded everything to the U-Haul. Then I brought it here, and I started offloading myself. And I asked myself, does this take you to heaven? Holy Spirit said, no. What takes you to heaven is having been a vessel unto honor, love, charity, peace. It mentions something there. It said, a man of God. It's not only a man of God. A child of God does not what? Strive. If you are holding anybody, please, let it go. A child of God does not strive. It is when you don't strive that you become a vessel unto honor. I was reading, Brother Tope is on his way to Nigeria, was sharing a testimony with me of a lady before she became born again. She got married and her husband never dared to touch her. You know. Not in terms of physical abuse now. In terms of relationship between husband and wife, sexual relationship between husband and wife. He said it is done at her own quest. He said she'll be masturbating in the presence of her husband and her husband dare not talk. Can you imagine that? On the same bed, though. He said all those things happened anyway because she was not born. But every effort at trying to bring them together, this thing you are doing, madam, is not good. She never had until it was too late. When the manner, it will not be too late for us in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall never be too late for us in our quest to see God in the mighty name of Jesus. We must be vessel of honor. She said she purposely strived with her husband. You know, that is me. That is who I am. You cannot touch me. You cannot do this to me. You know? Then I asked, do they have children at all? Brother Tokwa said, Those that are doing it regularly don't have children. Talk less of somebody that is taking it away from the husband. You know? By the time she became born again, the husband has already left. How many men have such patience? She forgot that when you become married, you become one. Your wife's body becomes your body. Your body becomes your wife's body. Like I also always tell our young couple. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 132, verse 14. Psalm 132, verse 14. Make sure to realize that the church, say, this is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. And what is that one telling us? You know, it means that the church of God, you know, is a temple in which the Lord is worshipped. It's a palace in which he rules, the mansion in which he abides. It is his castle, the place of defense for his truth, and the armory out of which he supplies his people with weapons. Therefore, we must respect God and ourselves by how we behave in the house of God. You know, 1 Timothy 3:15. One of us must choose what type of vessel we are to be in the Lord's house. I believe we don't want to be a vessel unto dishonor. You will never be a vessel unto dishonor in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, what are the characteristics? Then I round up and we pray. What are the characteristics of the vessel of honor? One, who purges himself from what? From sin. 2 Timothy 2:21. We must shun godless, irrelevant, and empty chatter. We must depart from iniquity. We must flee youthful lust and reject foolish and ignorant speculations. No speculations. Many of us are quick to judgment. And I have to tell people, have you listened to the other part? You know, please, don't just judge somebody. Listen to both sides. Don't let us be involved in unnecessary and ignorant speculations. We speculate, we have already spread the bad news or the rumor, only to discover that everything was baseless. Such an individual is not a vessel unto honor. I pray we will not be that individual in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, we must be separated. Another marked difference between a vessel of honor and one of dishonor is sanctification. To be sanctified, set apart, is to live by and see life through God's value system instead of the world's. A vessel of honor is clean, is available for the master's use, and prepared for good works. We are not set apart to accomplish our own will and our desires. We are to be vessels for Jesus Christ to use as he wills. That money you earn, you've not earned it by your power. Somebody gave you the strength to be able to earn it. Are you getting me? So that is why we must be sanctified. You are set aside. We must prepare for good works. Like I told my wife over one argument or no, I said, look, I will not take permission from you to do the work of the ministry. You see, there are certain things that you just need quick answer. I remember Gio said, he called a minister. We need so amount. The man has the money. We need so amount for the church. He said, I will think about it. Probably he went back home to consult his wife. Okay. When Gio see that this one is not, you know, he called somebody else. And the need was met. By the time he was taking permission from his wife and he came back, you told him, sorry, the need has been met. You don't need permission to do the will, to do the work of the ministry. You know, God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. You don't need permission from anybody. God can lay it in your heart. Do it. As I was reflecting over this issue, you know, I remember Jesus Christ told in Sermon on the Mount, said, when you are doing your giving, don't let your left hand, is it left hand? Know what your right hand is doing. Look at it, oh. Right hand, left hand, they are in the same body, oh. And Jesus is teaching that your left hand must not know what right hand is. That means some givings, brethren, I'm saying it. If I'm wrong, you can correct me. There are some giving you give that your wife may not know about it. Giving. The same body. Your husband and wife are the same body. But God has proposed in your heart to give. You don't need permission from your wife to do it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Praise the Lord. So we have said characteristics of verses of unto honor. One who purges himself, one who is sanctified. Number three, that individual must be useful for the master. It means prioritizing what you are going to do. The vessel, like talent, must be developed to become useful for the master. This is accomplished by coupling priorities. Matthew 6:33. If you remember, Matthew 6:33, what does it say? Can you please give it to us? Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all what? And every other thing. So anybody that is going to be a vessel of honor must seek first the kingdom of God. What is God telling me about this? You know, it's very, very important. So we must prioritize what we are doing. For example, the Bible asks us to take care of the widow, you know, and the orphan. There are those who do not do what they can. They can do it, but they don't do it. Please, let's wash it. Okay? I'm not saying we should not give, please. We all receive calls from Nigeria. You know, each time, I usually transfer some money into my own account. It's just to take care of the people over there too. You know, but my problem is that whenever that money is a little bit substantial, call starts coming in. Hey, I need this. Oh, hey, I need that. Oh, hey, this. So I begin to ask myself, do these people have magical eyes with which they dip into the account and discover that money is there already? You know? Then I develop a new strategy. It's because right now, the money I have there is for the widows. God laid that one in my heart when I went for my father's in-law burial. And those widows that I did not even think they would even appear, just from nowhere. And when I saw their condition, I was moved. Then I remember, I think it is James 3:27 or so. Can we please put it on? James 3:27. Teaching about taking care of the widow and the fatherless. So I told them when I go back, I'll see what I can. So when I came back, I advanced some money. Then I now proposed in my heart by December, I counted the number of those widows, 8 of them. So they will get something substantial. Not only to buy chicken, but to even buy new dresses on themselves. But wisdom, full of mercy, good fruit, without partiality and hypocrisy. Okay, this is 17. I think there is one that's saying, is it James 4? Is it 1? That there is no religion better than this, than taking care of the widow. James 1:27, thank you. James 1:27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Can you imagine that? So as we are visiting the widows, don't exploit them. That's what that passage is telling us. You know? Then I propose in my heart that I must do something substantial this December. So that was what I was trying to pack together. And then this call started coming in. You know? So I told them, look, it is by priority. Okay. The number of people in front of you now, they are 8.
When I finish ministering to those eight, then you will be number 9. So they will not be calling. Please, let us prioritize. Anyway, idea is needed. Amen. So we are looking at characteristics of vessels unto honor. So we said, you must be useful for the master, you must be separated, sanctified, you must support yourself, and then number 4, you must be prepared for every good work. We must be ready, available, to do the good works that God has prepared us to do. We are prepared for grace. You know, we are prepared through grace. You know, we become seasoned as we go along. Our knowledge of God's acts towards mankind should propel us to evangelize and win souls for Christ. Proverbs 11:30 says, those who win souls are what? They are wise. To be maximally effective, we must pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Okay? We must always pray. Once prepared, we must remain ready for every opportunity to do the work. On Tuesday, I told you, when we were talking about love, I shared this, you know, with those of us who are available on Tuesday. After the inauguration and the second anniversary of Rema Assembly, you know, I went there on Monday to collect my things that was left in the pastor's car. And we stood outside. As we stood outside, this man came, smelling of alcohol, cigarettes, you know. He was sober, but at least you can see alcohol. And immediately he appeared. Ah, God will forgive us. I judged him immediately. He was trying to give me a hug, and I was trying to run away. Then he went to Pastor Frank, and then he demanded that he was hungry. He said, can I give him anything I have to $1? Unfortunately, I don't carry cash. I show him my purse. I said, I don't have cash. See my purse. But there are so many cards there. He knew that that card can be credit card, can be bank card. And he made one demand. He said, can you please use that card to buy food for me? You know, there was a food store just, and I did not do it. That's a failure. Pastor Frank too did not do it. Pastor Frank told him, come on Sunday. Somebody that is hungry. You know, as I reflected over this, I told myself, this is a failure. God have mercy. Then came Tuesday, and the minister was talking about love. If Christ is to look at us, will he have died for us? If Christ is to have judged us, will he have gone to the cross to die? No. Brethren, it shall be well with us. The joy of the Lord will be our portion. Whenever tests like this are brought before us, I pray we will not fail. I ask for forgiveness, and I pray that I hope I won't fail again. Please, do not let judge people. When God calls you to do something, do it. That man must have come into that place looking at the signboard, it's a church, looking at the two people that are standing and talking to be men of God. Let me approach these men of God standing in the house of God. But he was failed. He was disappointed due to the failure of whom? Men of God. God will help us. Let us rise up this morning. Let us rise up. There are so many areas where we have failed. I want us to reflect over those areas. Areas, even during this week, we have failed. We failed God. God sent people to us to help. We failed them. And you know, God always have an alternative. I'm sure that man will not sleep hungry that night, that evening.
Because we did not realize the meaning of love. Anyone who wants to be a vessel of honor must be a loving individual. You must love people. Love the creations of God, things that God have created. The Bible even said in Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, I can't remember the exact chapter, it said, you must even be kind to your animals. Can you imagine that? Your pets in the house. Not to talk of fellow human beings. Father, in every area where I have not been qualified as a vessel unto honor, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. In the name of Jesus. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Give me the spirit to love so that I can become a vessel unto you, Lord. A vessel of honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray for the grace as we go along this week, Lord, to show love to members of the public, members of honor in my places of work, you know, so that I can exhibit that vessel. I begin to exhibit vessel of honor. I begin to purge myself from sin. I want to be sanctified. I want to be useful for the master. And then I want to be prepared for every good work. So when good works come to be done, it will not meet you unprepared. I was unprepared for that man when he approached me, because I prejudged him, because he was dirty, he was smelly. Are we not dirty? Are we not smelly when Jesus Christ came and died for us? Father, give me the grace to be able to prepare to do your good work at all times. Let doing your good work never meet me unprepared. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Is there anyone here this morning? You want to give your life to Christ? You want to accept Christ anew? You want to confess him anew? An opportunity has come before you this morning. Be a vessel unto him in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we bless you. We worship you, we magnify you, for you are good. Then open your mouth and just bless him. Just thank him. He's a good God. He has given us the opportunity to be alive today. Just thank him for that.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the word of this morning will not stand against us on the judgment day. We will not be the hearer of this word alone. The heart to retain the word and to be the dweller of it, the Lord will give unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, before we give our offering, let us quickly stretch forth our hands to the vessel that God used for us this morning and tell God Almighty to replenish back unto his life. The Bible said, "He that watereth shall be watered." He has watered our life with the word of God this morning. The Lord God Almighty should replenish back into his life every virtue that has gone out of his life. And as he used him this morning, he will never become an old instrument in the hands of God. He will never become a vessel unto dishonor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will make him to be honored and to be relevant in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will never become a vessel unto dishonor in the hands of Almighty God. And you will never become an owned instrument in his hands. He will never abandon you. He will not replace you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the word that you have spoken today will not stand against you on the judgment day. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we give you praise. We pray that Lord God Almighty will enlarge your ministry. He will use you the more. He will give you more understanding of his word. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord.